Hey, this is Chase Barber.
And I'm Jordan Willey.
We're two blue-collar boys doing some blue-collar interviews.
And we're live.
Very cool. I love the intro music, by the way. That's good. That's good.
I didn't even get to hear the intro music.
You didn't hear it there?
I didn't hear it.
I'm out here. Put it back on. Put it louder. No.
That's my cue. That's my cue.
You missed your cue.
The Frost and Fire podcast. Today we're introduced by Jordan and Chase from Blue Collar Interviews. I missed out on the music. Wow.
What the hell, Dick?
No, that was good.
Intro so we can hear the song.
Yeah, we can do the song one more time. Come on.
Okay. We'll cue it up one more time. Ready? Here we go.
Yeah. Dick, you can't hear this.
I can't hear the music.
Yeah, I can hear it. Me and Jordan are special, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, beauty. I'm good. Ready to go. I'm pumped now.
Well, that's what it's for. It's to get us all pumped up, jazzed up, and ready to do this thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, welcome to Blue Collar Interviews and Frost Fire. We have a crossover episode today.
It's like the Simpsons and Family Guy.
Only better.
It's the crossover to end all crossovers. We're going to be the epitome of the crossover here.
Oh, man. Like crossing streams.
Oh, that wasn't good. That wasn't good. Don't laugh at that, anybody.
Sorry.
What's up going on, guys? How are you guys?
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah. It's been really busy. So I guess one of the point of this podcast is a lot of people have been asking Blue Collar Interviews when we're going to get more episodes out. But I've been so busy working on this Edison truck and everything going on with the company that we really don't have time to sit down. And Jordan, now that the spring has hit, summer hit, his business has really started back up. We just don't have the time to do the podcasts. So we wanted to direct people from Blue Collar Interviews over to Frost and Fire. Because you up to what we do, sitting down, talking with people, right?
Well, and it's funny you mentioned that too, because I mean, I think you guys are part of the inspiration for this podcast as well. I mean, I've wanted to do podcasting for a while, but then when I seen what you guys did, you know, a couple of guys off TikTok, starting a podcast, bringing people from social media to interview, and then seeing where it's grown from there is definitely kind of, you know, definitely inspired me to be like, hey, this is achievable. We can do this. So, I mean, you guys are part of the reason why we're here.
Turns out once you do that, you start up very quickly. An electric truck company. So
you never know where it's going to end up, right?
Is that where we're going next, Steve? Are we going to start up an electric truck company? Like,
we're not supposed to tell Chase.
Yeah. Are we stealing Chase's ideas?
That could be your hat. Put that on a hat.
Yes, nailed it. Put it on a cup.
After Edison Tesla's idea, Tesla got so pissed off. He went to Westinghouse, and Westinghouse then stole Edison Electric's ideas and products. So I would recommend the name Westinghouse Motors.
But didn't Westinghouse, like, weren't they? Oh, no, that was Columbia House. I was going to say, weren't they the DVD people or the diskette people?
Nope. Yeah.
It's Columbia House.
I cannot see an Edison truck coming from them. Don't worry, Jay.
99 cent trucks, everybody.
Yeah. Oh damn, that's awesome. So yeah, welcome to the crossover episode, I guess. And we're stealing Westinghouse's ideas. Fuck you, Westinghouse.
Yeah, to add on to what Chase said, Blue Collar Interviews, guys, we're not canceled or done or anything. Just throughout the summer, episodes might be a little spotty because of how crazy everything is for both of us.
Yeah, so we're not done. Try and put out podcasts when we can, but if anyone's itching for that Blue Collar Interview podcast, I mean, this is a compliment to it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a good question.
I think a good place to start off is, I mean, all four of us have different irons in the fire. Like, this, we're not podcasters, that's not our first and foremost, but it's something that we're doing, it's something that we're dabbling with and having fun with. So it's finding that balance, that podcast life balance. And I mean, as things get busier, I mean, we just started out. It's gonna be interesting to see how, as things pick up, you know, trying to make that time.
As me and Dick were talking today, like, for us, I know with the way Edison's going and the way the Edison motor, the truck might be coming out, the prototype might be done this summer, how exciting that is. Sadly, with everything else going on too, podcast is kind of on the back burner. It's still a thing we would like to do, a priority, but a lower priority right now. So
And that's understandable. As things have picked up, right? I mean, everything's gotten busier. And I mean, you know, you get people that are eager enough to get out and you get out and work. I mean, there's a lot of stuff to do and a lot of people looking to get stuff done. So you kind of, you make hay while the sun shines.
Exactly. And when you're a landscaper and the sun hasn't been shining very much in the spring, and now that it is, it's hard to tell your customers, hey guys, you know, sorry, I got to leave your job to do a podcast. I'm already a month behind, but you know, got to go podcast.
Does the sun actually shine in Manitoba? Yeah, I thought it was just
not
a dark
lately.
Manitoba all the
not
time.
Lately. My town was under a lot of flood issues, and during that, the town hydrovac broke down, so they went to hire mine. So I was like, oh yeah, nice, full time work for my hydrovac, and my hydrovac broke down, so that was great. A lot of bills. Got it back going. They still have it on rent, but definitely missed out on a week or two.
Yeah, nice. It's awesome. Mm.
Not nice. I missed out on some work, but hey, it's all good. Her truck's back into work, and I'm happy.
That's nice. As long as you get her going at the end of the day, that's the same thing.
Exactly. She's back on the road.
Yeah. And Chase, have you been mainly busy with, have you been doing any trucking, or you've just been sinking a lot into getting that Edison truck up and running?
Unfortunately, yeah, I don't do any trucking anymore. I'm 100% building Edison. And honestly, we need more help here. It's it is a lot. It is a lot of work. I found myself that the computer work and the engineering designing prototype version 2, which is going to be the final version we sell to the customers, we're kind of doing that at the same time we're building this. So half the time I'm dealing with, like, we got a good team of guys here. And unfortunately, like, we got a good 15 people working for us for engineering, design, that sort of thing. We don't have a lot of mechanics who can actually work on the truck. So we have about 16 different people working in the engineering side of things in the background, but we got like two guys here that come in part-time to help me out on the truck.
So that's a shout out to anyone listening. If you're a mechanic and you know anything about anything, Chase is looking.
Yeah, honestly, if anybody is in Merritt, I don't care if you want to help out in the evenings, on the weekends. We'll pay you in stock. We'll pay you a good wage in terms of money if that's what you want. Like,
I'll take pizza.
Anything. We're coming in like $80,000 under, even with the fact that this prototype has cost $50,000, $60,000, well, probably about $50,000 more than I expected in the total budget. We're still coming in like with $80,000 left over in the budget. So we still have a fair.
So $80,000 left over. I don't know much about mechanics, but for $80,000, I will learn on the fly.
Yeah. Dick, we just need to pay you in chicken tendies, though, so you're not too expensive.
Yeah, pay me in chicken tendies, pay me in pizza,
yeah,
and pay me in a decent hotel room. I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's in Bates Motel right now, as you can tell. It's actually a converted jail cell that they're advertising as a hotel room.
Look at this key.
I've stayed in the worst of the worst places, guys. You're not going to scare me away of that.
You can have Jordan's old room.
Yeah, my old room at Chase's place was nice. I liked it there.
They haven't made this bed in a week now because I don't sleep under the covers. I sleep on top in my clothes, and I'm like, hey, this is it. You don't need to make the bed.
Mm-hmm. I've stayed in two different what's the place where nuns used to live, and then they shut that down?
The convent?
Convents. I've stayed in two different convents and where we had to bring our own beds from work, and those were a little weird. A lot of figurines everywhere.
Convent.
Water. What were we saying there?
McGimbal fucked up. Why were you staying in a convent?
Cheap place to stay, I guess. Yeah, I've worked for a few companies that like to save on hotel rooms sometimes.
He lives in Manitoba.
That was in Saskatchewan.
Oh,
that was in Saskatchewan.
Even worse.
Yeah, it was. Where was that?
I stayed in a hotel in Saskatchewan where all the toilet fixtures, like the toilet and the tub and sink, were all brown. And it was like the porcelain was brown because they didn't want, because they knew the water stained all the stuff. So they just said, screw it. Instead of having white stuff that gets browned up, we're just going to get it brown to begin with.
Let it stay brown, exactly. The worst I've had is I think our podcast listeners have heard it, but I have found cocaine under one of my beds in a hotel up north. That was a little out there. Wasn't really prepared for that one. Didn't know what to do. And then when people were knocking at my room at 3 a.m, got a little sketchier, but I'm still here.
Oh, hey, man. Got the stuff.
We were in a hotel in St. Paul. Was it St. Paul? It was St. Paul. Yeah, we were in a hotel in St. Paul one time. And sketchy place. My coworker, he was sleeping in the middle of the night. And so this guy is from the Middle East. And he's sleeping in the middle of the night. And a bunch of people had come into his room thinking it was their room. And they were intoxicated. And they were all, like, they stood over his bed like, who the hell is this guy, right? And he wakes up. And he's just losing it, right? And, like, I added the Middle East part because he was losing it, like, in a way they couldn't understand. And they were they were freaking out, too. And they were all screaming. A bunch of us heard it in the middle of the night happening. I was right next door. And, yeah, like, that guy, he stayed for free. Our whole company stayed for free. I guess I should stay after that. We didn't have to pay. Well, the company didn't.
Oh, that's pretty sweet deal.
I mean, that's fair.
Yeah, after a mistake like that, you'd think they'd do something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Make it up to you somehow.
Oh, look at that, Chase getting a widescreen shot. Look at that, Chase. It looks like, oh, I guess our listeners won't even see it, but they'll have to head over to yours to see it.
This doesn't make...
Come over to the...
Oh, look at that.
There we go.
You way better now.
Yeah.
Jeez, guys. You guys are killing me.
Well, we discovered that on our last episode, so the one that hasn't aired yet. We did all in landscape mode because we're so used to TikTok and Instagram and stuff like that, where everything's done in portrait mode. Whereas YouTube, most of the stuff's landscape. So it's one of those things you adapt to.
Here, now Jordan feels more at home. He's a landscaper.
Exactly. Did you guys do this just for me? Thank you.
I did. You look beautiful. By the way. You're welcome.
This is new to me for sure, but hey, it's working.
Well, and it's neat. Like, some of the stuff we've learned, but just getting into this, and I mean, somebody turned me onto the StreamYard thing, which works amazing for doing these podcasts, like for just bringing everyone in, and it has so much capability that, you know, it allows us to do a little bit more with the video of it and not have to put a whole bunch of extra time editing and splicing in, you know, using Zoom calls, stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
I like this. I mean, just even looking at your setup, like, you've got a professional podcasting setup. You're not doing your recordings in a backhoe.
Or, Chase's environment is always an interesting one. We've even recorded in a hot tub.
Ooh.
I will probably do that at some point as well. I will probably be in the hot tub myself, depending on the hotel I'm in.
That is probably the one we don't want to see for video.
Yeah,
that'll be the audio only one.
That could be my introduction to OnlyFans. Hey guys, by the way, I'm starting OnlyFans now, and this is it. Yo, start paying right now. Get on the Patreon. Let's do it.
People will.
I know. I love it. I'm gonna do it. I just gotta convince the wife. Still trying.
They'll be coming for your Only Frost shirt.
Dick.
Yeah.
Yes. Hey, and then the name won't be Dick Frost anymore, will it? Dick Hot.
Hey, I thought I was the fire in this one. Yeah. In this group.
I do like the name Frost and Fire. That's pretty smooth.
Yeah, well, and it works.
Mm-hmm. And I guess for your listeners that don't know us, so I mean, that's the thing. It's funny how we came together. Like, our names were completely independent, and how Dick Frost and Fire Steve ended up, you know, becoming friends and doing a podcast together. I mean, nothing gets more epic than that whole fire and ice motif.
Yeah, a little hot on the live streams on TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah. What brought you two together? Like, what brought, I'm sure your listeners have heard that, but ours, I mean, we'll have a lot of crossover, but what brought you two together?
Chase, you, me, who answers this?
Jordan slid into my DMs.
Pretty much.
Hey, and I'm like, fuck yeah, I want to do a podcast. And then we started a podcast.
Yeah, I can go into a bit more detail, but that is pretty much the gist of it. I wanted to do one for a while. I always had. And I'd ask buddies, like, come on, do it with me. No one wanted to or cared. And I was posting TikToks. It's not my thing. I don't post a bunch of them, but occasionally I put up a good one. Chase commented on it, and then he followed me. I'm like, dude, this guy's got, like, at that time, I think like 220,000 followers. Now I got like a million or whatever it is. But I was like, hey, that's pretty awesome. This guy follows me. So I was like, hey, I love your content, blah, blah, blah. And he replied back. And I was like, okay, this guy texts back. Hey, I've been bugging all my friends to do a podcast. You want to do a podcast? He's like, sure. Fuck yeah, let's do it. And We did.
I've been that was the thing, is like I wanted to do a podcast. Literally debating. I'm like, start up a podcast. I should really start a podcast. And then Jordan's like, you want to start up a podcast? So it's like, wow, that's a weird
going. Yeah. It went from DMing Chase on TikTok to then
it's like, just reach out. You do not know what happens if take the initiative, because the worst thing you can do is they can be like, oh no, sorry, I'm not interested in that.
Mm-hmm. You miss
for it.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Oh, so he means Gretzky.
Yep.
It's kind of like how I came to have my own website, right? Like the website's up and it's good. I was sitting there thinking, I'm like, man, I could really use a website. You know, people were ordering my merch just through DMs for a little while. And I was horrible at answering back. My wife actually had to take control of the DM situation and go in for me and answer people back and take orders that way. And then we weren't talking about it, but then this woman comes into my live one day and she just starts talking. And then, you know, we get to know each other a little bit. And then she follows me on Instagram. And she's like, by the way, this is my Instagram account. This is my business. I'm like, oh yeah, what do you do? She's like, I make websites for a living. I'm like, oh shit. Oh,
damn.
Matt, what? Where have you been? Where have you been all my life? What's a crossover episode without music? So, so we got to talking, and the next thing you know, man, boom, I got a website. And not only is she the person who made my website, she's probably one of my best friends. Like, she's amazing. My wife and her get along. My kids and her kids have met. Her kid actually babysits my kids, and yeah.
You never know. Just reach out.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and that's exactly. Like even when me and Dick met, like, I mean, it was funny. I was same thing. I was still under 1,000. He followed me back. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. So I started popping into lives and trying to get, you know, notice. And he gave me a shout out one day on a live. And I was like, oh, frick, he knows who I am. He watches my content. And then we've had this conversation many times on the podcast that I think we're in that age of pseudo celebrity, right? Like where everyone's saying like, oh, I'll never talk to that person because they've got such a huge following, but we're just people, right? We're just out there. We're doing our thing. We're working, we're doing a job. And, you know, sometimes, you know, as an individual, you forget that. And like you said, take that shot, reach out, and you never know what might come of it.
Yeah. And one thing is that everyone that reaches out always says the same thing. Oh, I'm sure you have a ton of people reaching out, but it's like, I don't. Like,
why do you do that? And he does that all the time. And then next thing you know, he gives out his Snapchat and then he's getting, oh, I have way too many Snapchats.
Okay, I'm not. That does get busy. It's great. Yeah. Great people through Snapchat. One of our directors I met because I gave up the Snapchat on there. He then Snapchat. We started talking about the company and he became a director at Edison from doing that. But like through TikTok, through messages, through emails, I don't get a lot. I probably get people that reach out for the first time, I probably get one or two a day on average. Not a lot. We're not being inundated with people trying to get a hold of us to the point where it's not. And like, there's probably some people that have tried to reach out on Instagram, and I'm sorry, I'd never get Instagram messages. But other than that,
this is awkward. What? Don't check your messages on Instagram, Chase.
Oh, by the way, I did ice you on Instagram too, Dick, but that's because you did text me at the same time. I don't know why you did that, why you double up. Like, wait for the one reply. The guy texted me on two different things.
Wait, when did I do that?
You DM me and you text me.
I have I have my Snapchat notifications off, so I only go see my Snapchat when I go in there to look at the Snapchat. Like, oh, I got a coffee break this morning. Time to go through the old Snapchat and see what everyone's up to. But I keep the notifications off the rest of the time, but text notifications always go through.
I'm the same way with TikTok. Yeah. Like, my TikTok notifications are off.
Yeah.
Instagram, I'm getting them still. I haven't got Snap yet. I was late to the whole social media party. I'm like, yeah, I got TikTok. And then Dick's like, get Instagram. Make up a Facebook page. Just go hard. Just get all the socials. I'm like, dude.
Wait, your first social was TikTok?
Facebook. But I mean, as far as doing the whole Fire Steve thing, yeah, TikTok. Okay. This is where I kind of broke out with that persona, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the same for me. It was TikTok. I had Facebook, but I kind of deleted it, uninstalled it, and had it uninstalled for 5 years. TikTok. And that was the first time I really went back into social media.
Yeah, I have almost 1,000 followers on the Dick Frost Facebook page now. It's crazy. It's crazy. YouTube, I'm approaching almost 200 now. That's crazy. Yeah, man. YouTube's been fun. It's up and down. Like Steve Space Doc Fondue Pot video. If you haven't seen that on TikTok, that's kind of going places. And I stitched it. I threw it on YouTube. That's my largest YouTube video to date, 35K, and I. It's insane. I just threw it up there and it's like, yeah, this one's not even as funny as some of the other ones, but okay. And then 35K.
Very cool.
Yeah. We should probably get into the blue collar interview.
This is the bullshit.
I know. I'm listening to the social media. We got to talk about fucking work and shit. So that's Steve, true. What do you do for work? You're the one that I don't know what you do.
I operate an oil battery, an oil plant. So I am both a plant and field operator. I've been doing that for the last almost 6 years now. Actually, yeah, it's been 6 years now. Nice. Before that, I did drill and rig, service rig. I ran power tongs, was my job before that. But I'm also a part-time paid on call firefighter at my home community as well. That's where whole Fire Steve thing comes from.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes sense. How'd you get into operating an oil battery and how do you actually operate an oil battery? Because I've been to a few, and every time I see the operator, they're just watching videos on the laptop. And
pretty much your job is to babysit. It's to make sure everything is running properly. So it's knowing how everything, because I mean, I'll be honest, if you have a solid running battery, you don't learn anything operating. It's when stuff goes sideways, that's when you learn. When your treater gets turned upside down. Actually, this morning, I've been up since, what, 4 this morning? Because my plant called out it called out at 9 o'clock last night. Then it called out at 4 in the morning and just nuisance alarms. Like go back, hit a reset button and it's up and running. But yeah, essentially you're basically just babysitting, making sure everything's doing what it has to do and that nothing breaks and that, you know, you're ahead on the preventative maintenance. You know, you're checking things to make sure that, you know, is there going to be a wreck or something pressuring up when it shouldn't be? Or is there something with no pressure where there should be? Those are the things we look for.
What do you need to actually get into being an operator? Like, is that a tradesman? Like what kind of trade you need?
So in certain ways, like, I mean, power, you've heard of power engineers, right?
Yeah.
So power engineering is one way to get into it. That's been kind of the predominant way. Most facilities, unless you have a boiler, you don't need your power engineering ticket. You just, you know, need a knowledge of the industry. How I ended up in it is that, well, it was through a connection. My dad was ops manager for an oil company up in the Rainbow Lake area. So, and then things were slowing down on the drilling side. He's like, hey, you busy? And I'm like, well, things are slowing down. I went and got my, you know, I did a few other things to hedge my bets. I got my class one, rejoined the fire department. But ultimately he said, hey, come up to Rainbow. And I started doing project work. So like I was just doing lease inspections and whatever the operators needed hand with up there. Then they had a pipeline release. They had a failure. And he's like, well, you've done some little bit of project work for me before. Manage the cleanup and the pipeline repair. And I had no pipeline experience. I just worked with the contractors we had, learned as much as I could. It was trial by fire. Learned that aspect of it. So I learned the construction side, the like stuff where Jordan's done, excavating. Mm-hmm. That's that end of it. And then the big thing for me was I've got small kids at home. I wanted something with a schedule. So when that operating job opened up, boom, 2 weeks in, 2 weeks out, sign me up.
Very cool. Very cool. How does the fire department handle that? You've gone every 2 weeks.
With the fire department, it's actually like they we have a huge roster of firefighters. So everybody works different jobs. I mean, our fire department's composed of people who are teachers. Some people who work away in camp work. We've got people who work law enforcement.
Mm-hmm. And, sorry, I'm getting phone calls here constantly. This is ridiculous.
Good old technical difficulties.
I just, well, boy, his brothers have called my me phone so far. I just slide my phone into do not disturb mode when I'm coming and nobody calls me. I'm just like, oh, nope, none of that.
Is that okay? I got to get that done. Sorry. Both my brothers have called me, but when they call, it's not just once. They call 4 times in a row and I hit end and they just keep calling.
They really need to get a hold of you.
Yeah. Well, I've both of them have texted me about money too. Got any money? No, you guys know I don't.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, the one makes way more money than I do, and he sometimes texts me money. So he buys too much shit.
The Amazon bills are getting racked up.
Exactly. That's the. Oh, hey, I bought a brand new razor. Cash. Well, what do you do for 2 weeks then? You need money.
Honestly, I got so many friends that make really, really good money working in the oil patch and all that, and they are the brokest sons of bitches all the time. Like these credit card men. It's like you're making like 200 a year. How are you too broke to go out? And he's like, I just bought $15,000 worth of guns.
It's that's the same thing with my one brother Jeremy. He always like he makes insane money, but like he has a couple of rentals and stuff. And I just bought this for this, and like I just spent $10,000 on this. And I'm like, you know, you need to wait until your next paycheck, right? Like maybe do it the day before. Like what do you got to do it midweek, and then I need $150 to get to work? Well, shit.
I worked with a guy up in Grand Prairie a few years ago. And he was the tower operator on the crusher, and he was the highest paid guy there, and I was making good money as the lowest paid guy. So I can only imagine what he was making. This guy, he would go home and he would need to borrow money to get home, and then he'd need to borrow money to get back to work. And I don't know what he was doing in between, but every night on the way back, he'd stop at the beer store, right, and in the hotel, and he'd grab a couple things of beer every night. And I have no idea what he was doing with his money, and just broke constantly. Yeah.
At least I can usually track my brother's money. His last check was two Super Duties, like 6.4s, just gross ones for cash, and then he bought a motor for his 6-liter service truck and had to put it in on his brake. I was like, okay, I can see why you might be a little hurting on this one.
Gross.
I think if you're bad with money, you're just bad with it. Like, it doesn't matter how much you make. If you are just bad with money, it doesn't matter if you got $20 or $200,000. You're gonna spend it on something, whether it's
I can't
5 cent candy.
I'm terrible with my money too, but that's why I get on him. He's got a couple of rentals, and like, get on these, like buy, like, you know, put your money into the housing, because you got to make your mortgage payments, man. So and he stays with consistent. He does that, and so it's like, hey, that's awesome. I got something at least.
Yeah, I just got lucky that all my hobbies and things I like spending my money on are just the business. And I think it's not that I'm good with money. It's just that the things that I like to buy make more money.
Mm-hmm. No,
that's fair.
I'm broke all the time, but at least a lot of the things I do buy are for like the business, like you said. So it's like, well, at least there's some value around this stuff. So
I'm like that too. Like, I remember I bought line locators just because, well, I could learn how to run a line locator, and I can put it to work. I bought a drone because I'm like, hey, I could put that to work. Anything I look at, like, that's a bigger purchase, it's like, well, how can I leverage that? How can I make money with that? Like, what can I do?
No, there's a lot of, especially on the blue collar side of things. I'm sure we've all seen each other's faces.
Honest, just... I probably talks a day now.
Sorry.
Oh, kind of cut out there.
Yeah. Oh, I don't really watch any TikToks anymore. I probably watch like less than 5 or 10 a day at this point. I'm so busy that I just don't have.
Yeah.
Like, I'm normally like, I'll go into the comments, I respond, I talk to people on the Edison stuff, but I have become obsessed with this project right now, and I feel like I have got a super narrow focus on it.
It's your baby.
That's a good thing to be obsessed about. No shame there. Even I, like, I'm not helping you on the truck. I'm at home with my stuff, but my TikToking has gone down. I don't know the last time I posted a video. So not like Dick Frost. He's out there 3 times a day posting videos. But I'm you're not busier. That's not what I'm saying. Just, again, where the priorities are going here right now. It's not on TikTok.
Yeah. I batch create sometimes when I can. And then a lot of those videos are older too that are coming across your feed, right? Because there was, for the first time, I think it was like about a month ago, for the first time since I started TikTok a month ago, I didn't post a video at all during the day. And I tried, I felt really shitty about breaking that streak, right? Mm-hmm. And actually, I can't say that because I was banned for 7 days once. So Well, more than once. But
what'd you do for those 7 days?
What's that? Yeah.
What'd you do for those 7 days, man?
Oh, I actually discovered my wife and my kids.
I was going to say, your wife probably hated you at the end of those 7 days.
I discovered that, hey, I actually do have things to do at work. Who knew? And then I got to know some of my coworkers. And then I made my backup account, right? So I could avoid ever getting to know any of that stuff ever again, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, so now when this account goes down, I just post on the backup. And then my backup became my main. My backup surpassed my main in followers. So then it's kind of like now I focus. Where do I focus now, right? And
backup past the main. Isn't that crazy how that can randomly happen where you get just inundated with tons and tons of views all of a sudden, quit like followers immediately? Like I'll go times where like I have been stuck at like 740,000 followers for like 2 months, and it just there.
What a first world problem.
Yeah. Well, you know, even our podcast TikTok page, after our first TikTok, second TikTok, I think it had 5,000 followers, and I think it's just stayed there. So it's gotta keep this weird. One flush just came in, and now we've slowed down a bit, but it just seems like the timing. Even my TikTok page was like, I was 3,000 followers for the longest time, and then all of a sudden it was 7,000 for the longest time, and I've been at 11,000 for probably 6 months, and it hasn't really changed. And then who knows? Maybe we'll jump again. Maybe we won't.
My crazy was I had about 90,000, 95,000 followers, and I'm like, oh, hey, we hit 100,000. I'm going to do something cool with the truck. And I immediately jumped from 95 to 190. I gained 100,000 followers in 1 day the next day.
That's nuts.
Which made me wild. Like, you're like, you said you were doing that at 100. Where's the video? You're like 180. And it's like, it's been a day, guys.
Yeah.
Relax.
Nightclub. Yeah. This guy was turning his basement into a nightclub during COVID because I'm assuming he was bored. So what he did, like, he's just like, I'm going to be following the process of what it's like to put a nightclub in your basement. He gained 3 million followers in 2 weeks from that.
Wow.
Jesus.
People probably pretty, like, people are skipping to his most recent video. Like, oh, I saw his old videos. He's got to be done. He's like, I just started.
People like seeing working stuff. Like, people like seeing interesting. Like, it's funny for me. I post a bunch of funny stuff. That's kind of the bulk of what I do. But I also do some educational stuff. But the videos that did the best for views for a while was me literally putting a pig into a pipeline and me pulling that pig out of a pipeline. People just love seeing that stuff.
That's true. It's like, what do you mean pulling a pig out? Aren't pigs
I know you're there?
Yeah. No. I know pigs and everything, but like pigs, when I've done pigs before, they shoot out. What do you mean pulling it out?
Well, because we're pigging active lines, we don't just open her up to atmosphere and let her rip.
Explain.
We haven't. There you go. Yeah. So there's an enclosure at the other end, and then your pig's just in there, and you got to drain out. Usually they're packed full of wax and all sorts of other good stuff.
Okay.
It comes out as a big ball of shit.
I was like, man, being on the other end of a pig, I was like, that sounds like a terrible idea. Like, I wouldn't want to do that.
Right here.
Right here. Catch me. That's how he died.
Legend has it, he's still flying.
Honestly. Most disappointing pig of our lives. We did a 22 inch, and I thought it was going to come out like a rocket. It did not. It like flopped out.
It's like talking up a good game, and it just,
exactly.
It's like holding in a really good shit. And like, you know, okay, this is coming. This is going to be epic. It's been brewing for 6 hours. You get there and it's just, and it's done. It's like, wow,
I'm not relating.
Couldn't you tell me had a disappointingly tiny poop?
No, just the way he's describing it. I've never held it all day too, 6 hours. I'm like, oh yeah, this is gonna be awesome. Nope.
There's been times like, oh man, this is gonna be such a huge dump, and you're like, I bet that was a huge, and then you finally take the dump and you're like, that was the tiniest dump ever.
Yeah.
You had no pushing on my colon so fucking hard while you were that goddamn tiny. The way you were pushing on my colon, you should have been a 2 foot fucking log. And no,
hell yeah.
Nuggets, fuck off. Don't call that discomfort, come back when you get some more shit.
It got tired of waiting. It got tired of waiting, and it just like went. Sorry.
Too much.
Man, yeah. This should be called on-site conversations. Like
probably. You know, it's very relatable.
Yeah. Well, conversations we've all had on site. That is kind of what it is about blue collar. Like, but what is it going to be white collar? Can you imagine a white collar interviews? A bunch of guys and they're like, well, I recently diversified my TSX.
Hold no, it's like, I just sexually harassed my secretary.
Let's be honest. That's blue collar for sure. That's
I'd argue that all day long that it isn't. I think white collar is worse, honestly.
I think a white collar interview would be like, so that Trudeau guy, eh? He's doing real swell for the economy. Right?
We're jumping back to this assault. I gotta make my argument here.
What kind of caller we're getting in here though? I'm talking about like accountants, like, oh, I'm a certified CPA accountant. I do financial analyst of my Excel spreadsheet. I do my button up on my shirt, even though I'm not wearing a tie, because I'm a
See, in the blue collar world now, accountant is like a code for OnlyFans, right? We know someone that's an accountant, right? So, you know, yeah.
Are you an
accountant? We know a few accountants.
Yeah, we do. We do know a few accountants.
I don't have an accountant friend, honestly.
Really made me wonder, like, how many girls have actually gone into accounting that have had a hard time now. You're like, account? You're like, oh, okay. Well, what's the name? I'll look you up. You're like, no. I work at CPMG. I do financial analysis, quarterly results.
Yeah.
I'll do your taxes, not the other thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I won't massage your feet.
I don't know about the OnlyFans flops in small towns, too.
Accountant who's an accountant on OnlyFans. And I just imagine there's got to be some girl doing dirty Excel spreadsheets.
If not, we're putting it out there. Anybody wants to do dirty Excel?
Yeah.
I mean, I PowerPoint.
I did your taxes wrong this week. What are you going to do about it? Ooh, you owe $30,000 this year.
Dick, don't make me hang up.
$30,000?
$30,000?
I'm a small business owner. I'd kill to make that much money. No.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Blue collar talk.
Yeah.
And I mean, and we also don't separate our lunches. It's not one of those things where it's like, okay, I gotta put the rice separate from the veggies, separate from the meat. It's like just everything gets piled in a bowl and you
get lunches.
Sometimes. I mean, that's
like who
what was that?
These people putting their rice and their vegetables and all that in separate containers to bring to work.
That would be weird. Isn't rice the thing you just like a filler food? Like you just put it in there to take up space too?
I just eat invert.
Do you?
I just eat invert, yeah.
No, and that's the thing that gets us. I mean, we're able to talk about all the raw, dirty stuff that's, you know, like I said, because what else are you going to do? I mean, you're out in some of the worst working conditions imaginable, whether it's minus 40, I mean, windy, plus 35, whatever.
That might be dirty. My least favorite is plus 35.
I agree.
You ever build a patio in plus 35 weather? I'd kill for minus 40 and wind blowing in my face.
Honestly. I love the heat. I'm a heat guy. The hotter, the better.
I can't.
Plus 52. We were fucking like, oh, it's plus 35. Time to put some my 50. Once you hit 50 degrees Celsius, which is like 125 for American, once you get into the 120s plus, you might as well just fucking die.
Like those minus 4 days in winter, at least you can hop in the truck, go to the shack, warm up. But on those hot days, it's just, you can't get cold enough, it seems.
Do you know what my favorite part of the nice weather is? Now that COVID's over, I can raw dog the air again. And like, it's just, it feels good.
Now that COVID's over. Don't you know about money pox? Or is it monkey or money pox?
I think it's money pox.
But
I think it is
money. It might be money pox.
Yeah, it's money pox. It's very blue collar. We'll call it money pox. Mm-hmm. They're working the pox are working away from home for 40 days at a time. They're cashing blue collar checks and yeah, they're just, you know, they're money pox. Money Pox, baby.
They're just grinding.
Just grinding on that pole.
That we call that firefighter aerobics, or that's what my kid, or who called that? Okay, my wife got some fabric in, and it was basically the strippers and the poles or whatever. And it's like, we're gonna call this firefighter aerobics.
So because now they're
dancing on a pole.
Being a volunteer firefighter, how often do you start fires in your small town and don't tell people?
I don't live in Mayerthorpe.
Let's be honest. Come on.
No. Okay. But honestly, though, like firefighters are probably the biggest pyros out there. We're the ones that are. Look at anyone who does pyrotechnics. Yeah. Look at anyone who does pyrotechnics or does fireworks. Mm-hmm. They're all in the fire department.
Yeah. It makes sense. It makes sense. As long as it's not the hero complex, I'd rather you be a pyro than have the hero complex.
No.
I'm just teasing, just ripping up. A few of my buddies are volunteer firefighters, so I make too many jokes about them. You're doing a good thing. You're good guys.
Sort of like me making jokes about the water haulers. Fuck those guys.
Man, you just haul dirty water. Don't be like that.
Fire. Like the one thing we've all, I think, unanimously agreed on, no matter what country you're in the world, that firefighters are awesome.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. Honestly, I've always wondered if we just replaced cops with firefighters, maybe it would be better.
Maybe. Less Probably. People would die.
There'd be a lot more affairs, but less people would die.
Well, we always give the cops a hard time that they dream of being firefighters someday.
Yes. I feel like that's a pretty common firefighter.
Could you imagine how many calendars there'd be out there?
That's true. You could maybe make one.
We're thinking about it, actually. We've talked about it.
No way.
We've talked about it. It started off last year as the Dick Frost calendar. We were going to make it. My wife came to me at the end of November and said, we should do a Dick Frost calendar. And this is right around the time when my wife actually started getting into my TikTok, because she started feeding me good ideas and started being like, hey, I like that. She started seeing, you know, sponsors and shit like that coming out. She's like, money. So like, let's do a Dick Frost calendar. And at the time I was like, yeah, but it was too late in the year. And I all the things I needed to get done before that time, I didn't have enough time. Right, with work and stuff. Hmm. So then the conversation actually came up, what, 3 days ago, 3-4 days ago, something like that?
The calendar conversation's come up a few times. I mean, my wife's done the same thing. She's like, you're a firefighter, we could do a Fire Steve calendar. But then I had the idea of doing like a dad bod calendar, like doing like something for and bringing it out in like November during Movember for like, you know, prostate research and all that. But yeah, just, you know, 12 months of dad bod. I think that would do well.
I'm in.
I'll take July.
We tried to make a trucker calendar, and I guess that is all strictly. Well, a lot of that is past dad bod. Didn't get enough. All the guys that signed up for it didn't get the submissions in time for us to put the calendar. We're like, hey, we need it by the beginning of November. And it's like 6 out of the 12.
Yeah, and it was so weird. After that, Dick was texting Chase, and he asked for all the pictures for some reason, and then, didn't do anything with it. I don't know.
Oh, I did do something with it. You just didn't see what I did with it. There's a reason why every room I go to, I stick to the walls. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. So,
yeah.
I was slightly suggesting it, but you just you went with it.
Steve, do you have a six-pack?
Me?
Yeah.
Not a super defined one.
Let's see what you got.
What?
Show us. Come on.
You want to see it?
Well, I want to see it anyway. I want to see.
You do have a YouTube. I guess other people will see it. Our followers will have to go to your YouTube to see it, but.
That's perfect.
There we go.
He is lit.
See?
Ooh. Oh, yeah. There we go. All right.
There it is. There it is.
You got my birthmark here.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Ooh, nice.
It is a standard body.
Yeah, not something I'd like. Not something I'd like my firefighters to have. But
if you were at it, you would give it a solid meh. Okay, if I was drunk.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, Steve. Hey. Steve. Okay, for everyone who's just listening, Steve has a little patchy birthmark. I'm a birthmark guy. I got a big one on my arm. I've always tried to think of a tattoo that I could do with it. For you, I thought of one for you. It looks like a splash. You could do a guy pouring gasoline, and that would be the birthmark. I've always tried to think of one for mine. It's this one here. I don't know what to do with it, but I got one for yours. Just a guy pouring gasoline there and like a little match beside him. That'd be kind of good.
So legit, my birthmark.
Well, we kind of joked about it.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, mine's been joked about that it looks like PEI. It's my homage to Eastern Canada.
Ah, mm-hmm. That looks like.
Dude, like, you're going to start growing potatoes out of that thing.
So. That is Prince Edward Island, for sure.
Holy shit.
You even got a little city island off of it. San Mary Glees?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle?
It's a map. Steve, I'm not going to crack it. Steve's the Canadian map.
Wait a second.
I'm the map.
Is your... on PEI in a cove?
I don't know. I barely knew we had PEI. You have to remind me.
It's over there somewhere.
Yeah.
PEI is Canada's version of what? Like New Hold is on. It? That state that shouldn't exist.
to our one listener in PEI, we love you.
Well, we don't.
Well, you're in Alberta now, so I mean, like, you're from PEI.
Okay.
You live in you work in Alberta.
Isn't like Vancouver Island bigger than PEI? That's like Vancouver Island getting its own thing.
Is it? Is Vancouver Island bigger?
I don't know.
So my birthmark, and I shit you not, I'll show you one day if you want, is actually on my Dick Frost. And like I'm not even shitting you. And
I don't want to see
deny
that.
Or confirm, and she should confirm. But yeah, it's this spot. It's this spot. It's not like the shape of PEI or anything like that. Yeah. But it's there.
I wonder if anyone's still listening at this point.
Oh,
actually, everyone jumped off the audio feed and they're coming to YouTube to look at the visuals now. Like, this is where we get that massive push to YouTube because people want to see the video. Like, this is, I think this is probably one of the first ones where we really kind of push, like, here's some visuals. Don't you wish you could see it?
Yeah.
I mean, Chase right can here. Describe it. Chase can describe it, but I mean, you got to see it.
Like, okay, guys, no, get off that chair. Get off that chair.
Look like to you guys.
It up.
What does it look like?
A little bit.
I'm logging out.
Really hard.
Hey, if Dick's gonna show his pickle, I'll show you mine.
You only.
Oh, we don't need that. Chase has good visuals. Our followers gotta see what Chase is.
Pickle up. It's sheath.
Yeah. Oh, why do you have a sheath to pickle?
Because everyone loves my pickle.
For people listening, he actually is holding a. Like a pickle of some sort.
Knitted pickle wearing sweater.
Yeah. No, Chase has a nice background. He's got the Edison truck in the background. He got the hat, got the trees. Looks good.
I found out this is going to be a thing.
Honestly, I'm surprised as a logger you have any trees.
I cut a lot down. I love trees.
Easy there, Paul Bunyan.
Yeah. Last time you did a tree video, you got a TikTok ban, Chase, or got the video removed.
I did, because it was not safe to make it as a logger to follow a tree in a TikTok.
Because
they're like, that's not how you use an axe properly. So I made another video where I was swinging the axe backwards. So I was using the blunt side. Then I used a sledgehammer, then a shovel, and then I drove over it with the excavator. And just nuts. Bucket, but with the I had the axe taped to the bucket, and then I just swung with the machine and took it down. And TikTok, that wasn't safe.
TikTok has some really weird, like, sense of guideline violation thingies. Like,
Chase can attest to some of the things I send him.
I have a video.
But the girl fully had her titties out, and it had like 2 million views, and she's just topless. With like 2 million likes and like 20 million views, and she's like topless for like 30 seconds, like moving her mommy milkers around, and then just like pulls up a baby, and then she's like, "It's breastfeeding, so it doesn't count." And it's like, "You were clearly dancing with your tits out, and then grabbed your kid last second."
Yeah, it's like a loophole.
It's breastfeeding.
Yeah, I seen that one.
The guidelines, and then like put the kid down again.
Yeah.
Like, shit.
Someone sent it to me, and I was like, what is going on? So I sent it to Chase, and Chase is like, what's with your For You page? I'm like, someone sent it to me.
One of our accountant friends, she had one where she was in one of the porta-potties on site, and she was in her cubbies, and she was doing a dance. And then when the beat drops, she drops down, and they're hanging out. right? And that's how I come to meet Emma. That's how I come to see Emma's videos, right? And I was like, whoa, okay, crazy. She got banned. And then next thing you know, she's an accountant. And now she's on like Emma Stone 6.0.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. You guys should really interview her on Blue Collar Interviews. She's as blue collar as it gets. She's a good down homeworking girl. Homeworking, hardworking, home, hardworking.
Hardworking.
Word that. She's hardworking.
Call the girlfriend. Now. Hey babes, we're gonna interview a OnlyFans star.
Courtney would murder me at this point.
Yeah, I don't know if Megan would love that either. So
well, now that we can videos.
Shit. Maybe they've got a point, Steve.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
Well, we're opening up that portal of being like, okay, we're gonna have video, and I mean all the shenanigans that goes along with it, right? We just proved that here in the last 10 minutes.
I don't mind the idea of video for our podcast. Just more work for Dallas. Sorry, Dallas.
About it. Is that like to break off a whiz? I'm on video. I feel like I've got a piss. Like when I'm doing the other one, I just like the audio, and then I'll just stand there taking a whiz, listening to everybody. But like now I'm on camera, and it's gonna be super suspicious. I'm like, oh no, guys, totally listening.
It would definitely add some moments for. Is he still talking?
We can't hear him.
I think he's actually over there taking a piss.
I don't think I can do that. I'm pee shy. Attaboy.
Wow, good for him.
Hey,
write our names in the sand.
Yeah. It would make for some interesting moments because, like, when I was at Chase's place, there was the one episode where Cedar not ran away, but ran to meet the other neighbor's dog, and he's outside. Cedar's Chase's dog, and so he's chasing down his dog. And he had to put his phone on the car, and like I was watching, and I was like, oh, like if I could have videotaped this as we were recording, it would have been funny to see Chase running around trying to catch Cedar.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we're talking if we had audio for the episodes like that.
Chase, do you feel like a little lighter?
I do.
That's yes. You look a little lighter. You look a little thinner. You're looking good.
Balls aren't floating as much anymore.
That's good. The float. That's good. Yeah, the float. The board on the tank looks like it's gone up a little bit, right? Like you're closer to the top now.
Gained a little extra weight on the steer axle when I'm driving.
It's all about the weight distribution.
Yeah, that's beautiful. What extra color was it? Do you want to give us a rundown of the color and the smell and texture? Was there texture?
I don't know how you're taking a whiz, but there should be texture.
Okay. You never know.
You know what they say, don't shake it more than twice? That's texture.
Texture. Hey,
sometimes I go till the white turns red, so.
Well, hold on.
I hated that.
The volume and pressure through that. You never hold like a garden hose with a weak stream or like a fire hose, Steve. You know when you hold a fire hose and you're not pumping a lot of volume, you don't get the same feeling. So there probably is a texture through the shaft to determine your piss volume.
There you go. I've lost that loving feeling.
When I do my 1001 fire exam this weekend, I'm just gonna keep thinking of that moment, you know, about the texture of the hose in correlation to, you know, taking a whiz.
How would you is kidney stones shooting a pig through then?
Oh shit.
It would be when it comes out, probably. Yeah.
Think about it.
Damn.
Ice plug.
Big brain play.
Wow.
Hydrate.
Oh, that's gross.
It'd be like sucking a rock up through like a boulder like this through a three inch Cantaflex hose. Then trying to pressure off with it.
Just don't work.
Nope, she gone. That throw that hose in the garbage, bud.
Oh, she's stuck.
Garbage. That is.
Yeah.
So what's your timeline look like over the course of the next, I don't know, 6 months to a year with Edison?
Oh yeah. So we're hoping to have it done by mid-August. That'll be the completion date to have the truck rolling, so we can show it off, take it to the truck shows, and then we're looking at about a 12-month lead time on a lot of the parts for version 2. We're looking 12, 14 months on some of it. So we're going to start bringing the frame rails, start building that, get as far as we can with those frame rails, building the body, getting everything in place for when the motors get here. So it'll be about a year to build version two, which I know isn't as exciting, but it's with supply chains, and we're kind of at the cutting edge of technology. They're just literally starting production on some of these parts, or some of our parts haven't even started production. They've just been engineered and are going into custom one-off production, which cost is going to be a little bit higher because of that. But it's, they're like, yeah, once, no, don't worry. Once you hit prototype and you order at least 10 of these, you can knock like double half the cost off. But
wow,
that's awesome. That's impressive.
So after prototype one is done, though, we are opening up investment, which I know that's been the biggest question because everyone wants to know when they can get in on this crazy, exciting idea. So I think hopefully sometime in August, we'll be reopening investment again.
Nice.
Right. Reopen investment because I need to buy those axles with that.
Mm-hmm. So, so when the truck is, let's say when the truck's done and ready to roll off the lot, like what would one of these trucks cost?
When it's all said and done, we're probably looking around that 300 grand mark, 350, 400 grand. You got to remember that it depends on what you spec it on, tri-drive. It's like anything else. It's going to be about the same price equivalent as getting a C500 or a Western Star 49X.
Yeah. It's the price of a new truck, though. Like, we're comparable. That's impressive in itself.
Yeah, for something brand new, right?
Everything said and done, the extra cost is about 60 grand, 70 grand more than a normal truck. But at a 30% fuel savings, you save that money back in fuel in about a year.
Yeah, and you're saving the planet.
Exactly. I mean,
work, more reliability, easier to service parts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and I like the whole thing you're doing with it, right? I mean, that's the thing that I think a lot of people are getting wrong as far as trying to switch completely to electric, is that it's not about the method, it's about being efficient. How can you make the most efficient use or get the most efficient use out of your fuel, out of that energy, whether it be electricity, hydrocarbon, etc.? Because I know for myself, I know I get a lot of flack in the oil field, because I mean, I like electric. I like the thought of it, because I mean, I got pump jacks. Actually, you see in the background here right now, it gets dark every so often. That's a pump jack outside my window going up and down.
I like electric
because it's easy. I go out there, I check my well. If it's down, it's either an electrical issue or it's a sensor. Yep. If I'm running a gas drive, it could be any number of things. It could be, you know, oil pressure sensor, could be the temperature, could be fuel gas, it could be anything, could be the ignition system. With electric, it's simple, but it's the batteries that always gets people. And what you've done is outfitted a generator onto, you know, essentially a smaller generator onto a truck.
Yeah, that's essentially, and is that it runs at peak efficiency the whole time. You'd use smaller motor,
way less fuel
compared to a bigger motor lugging through the gears. Honestly, it's just one of those common sense solutions that like freight trains and other industries have been doing for a long time. That's over.
You got to think about it though. If someone would have done this, not so much 10 years ago, but we're talking 25, 30 years ago, they could end up dead. Let's remember how dark big oil was. Like times have changed to allow us to even try this.
Ease to show up here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, looking around, like, again, even when I told some older people in my life about the idea, they were seriously concerned because they were so used to big oil. Any new thing that came up, someone always died of a heart attack or car accident anytime there was anything revolutionary. So it's amazing Tesla lived.
My saving grace is that now so many people are pushing for just electric that big oil's probably like, hey, guys, this hybrid system that's still you. Diesel is pretty good, right?
Yeah, get on it.
Well, and let's be honest too. Most of the big oil companies they've rebranded. I mean, you're hard pressed to find one that isn't energy, right? I mean, they've gone away from, you know, the oil and gas suffix to energy, because they're showing that we're going towards. I know companies that are dabbling with hydrogen, production as opposed to just normal natural gas, as opposed to keep put down the pipelines and run through
still pumping more oil than ever, but labeled as energy sources.
So nice, even though it now says energy at the name, it's really 90% of the companies that do it are doing it just because when certain investors are looking at their entire portfolio, seeing something energy, oh, what could that be? It could be hydrogen. Like, you're not getting the flack as something oil and gas.
Texas oil.
Literally just to keep their shareholders happy, and so that when it's sitting on all those sheets of, oh, what do we have invested in? Oh, we invested in a diversified energy portfolio. 90% is oil and gas. But they all just say energy, and we put one solar company in there, and now all of a sudden it's a clean energy, and we're just going to put that one at the top of the
list. Yeah. Question here, boys. If I duck out here, you guys can keep chatting, keep going.
I actually got to run here soon.
Yeah, I got like 30 phone calls in the time of this. So
I
got to get on some things.
I gotta go flip my laundry around too. I just had my roommate, the other guy in camp here, he's like, get your dirty underwear out of the. And I'm like, I'll be there soon.
I feel bad because me and Dick were talking earlier. We're like, oh yeah, like we go for hour 30. We could go for longer. And then I'm like, oh, this is like, we took an hour of my day and I'm already behind on stuff.
this is popular Dick, over here. Hey now. Hey.
Yeah. I didn't say it was more than one person with these 30 calls, but still 30.
No, I know.
I'm just teasing, but I better get going.
Thanks for having us on and thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
Hey, no, thanks.
Yin
always
yang.
Happy to come.
Come along and come on. And no, thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate you guys coming on. We'll have to do it again sometime. Maybe we'll get another update as you're progressing through the whole Edison thing. And
yeah,
absolutely.
We'll have to vibe again.
For sure. It was a blast. So, thanks, boys.
How are you doing, guys?
Oh, I don't know how to end this now. It's gonna be awkward.
There's a little end button at the bottom.
I see it now. It was down for a second. Okay, see you boys.
See you guys. Yeah. So on that note, thanks everybody for tuning in to the Blue Collar Interview / Frost and Fire, or Frost and Fire / Blue Collar.
Blue Collar Bunch.
The Blue Collar Bunch. We brought it to you live. We talked about some interesting stuff today. As always, like, subscribe, throw some comments, let us know what you want to see. And on that note,
stay frosty.
Stay fired up.